Let the spin begin. Jordan 2 Delta, step up. Your time has come. You're moving out to the island.
The time is the not-too-distant future. The place, a self-contained community isolated from the outside world, where the residents, all in matching white jumpsuits, go about their carefully monitored daily routines.
What's troubling you, Lincoln?
Well, it's just... All right, Tuesday night is tofu night. And I'm asking myself, who decided that everyone here likes tofu in the first place? And what is tofu anyway? And why can't I have bacon? I line up every morning, and I'm not allowed any bacon for my breakfast. And let's talk about all the white. Why is everyone wearing white all the time? It's impossible to keep clean. I'm walking around, I always get the gray stripe. I never get any color, and I hand it in to be cleaned, and someone cleans it and folds it neatly back in my drawer. But who? Who is that person? I don't know.
Lincoln 6 Echo and his fellow residents are told that they're among the few survivors of a global contamination. The hope they live for is to be relocated to the last uncontaminated place on Earth, the island. That's what they're told. But Lincoln, played by Ewan McGregor, and his friend Jordan 2 Delta, played by Scarlett Johansson, accidentally learn the stunning truth.
You're clones. You're copies of people out here in the world.
What?
Clones?
What?
Copies? What are you talking
Why?
About?
Why?
Some hag trophy wife needs new skin for a facelift, or one of them gets sick and they need a new heart. They take it from you.
The clones are high-priced insurance policies for the super-rich who can afford to buy, perhaps not immortality, but at least a second chance by sacrificing the clones to harvest their transplantable organs. That, it turns out, is their true destiny, not the idyllic island. So Lincoln and Jordan escape and set out on a desperate run to reveal the secret to the world. 20-year-old Scarlett Johansson has established herself as a dramatic star in acclaimed films like Lost in Translation and The Girl with the Pearl Earring. She admits an action film is something different for her, but she doesn't believe the cloning theme should get in the way of the entertainment.
When I come out of a film, you know, I've just paid $10 to see and spent $15 on popcorn, you know, and I come out of the theater, after all, you just want to be entertained, you know what I mean? You just want to leave and say, that was cool. I had a good time. That was a fun experience for me. You know, I don't really feel like films necessarily always have to deliver the big picture, you know? I mean, it's going to be so preachy and boring, you know? And so I just hope people have a great time when they watch it. I think it's a trip.
All right, look. I know you're new to this whole human experience and all, but there's one universal truth, and that is you never give a woman your credit card.
Right.
On the other hand, Steve Buscemi, who co-stars as an outsider who knows the secret and helps the escaped clones, says the underlying theme is what attracted him.
If it was just about explosions and car chases, I wouldn't have an interest in doing the film. And so hopefully it's the story and the characters that are as compelling as the car chases. And, you know, and still with the thought that, you know, this is supposed to be a fun fantasy-type film, but I like, you know, the dark aspects of it, and that's what makes it even doubly entertaining.
The director of The Island, Michael Bay, is today's leading creator of loud, action-packed, thrill-ride films. And Bay says putting story before action, at least for a little while, proved quite a challenge.
On this story, I was trying to challenge myself by doing a much slower build to the movie. Oh, it just hurt. I'm like, oh, I got to do some action in the beginning. I was just forcing myself not to, you know, and I drew it out for 30 minutes. And then I just love how that switch happens and the movie takes off. But you think, is the audience going to get bored? I mean, you know, this younger generation, do they want something faster? Hopefully they're going to like the beginning of this movie, you know, the whole innocence and the lot of subtle subtext that's going on in the movie. I love when you watch the movie thinking, there's something wrong here, I can't put my finger on it.
Is The Island a cautionary tale about the dangers of cloning? Executive producer Laurie MacDonald contends that's a stretch.
Clearly it's a fantasy. The science in it is, while we try to take it seriously in the movie, is beyond anything anyone can imagine and will happen, I think. It, I think, is interesting science fiction because it does connect to real-world issues. But the movie, I think, just poses the questions of that most, there's a kind of tradition in science fiction of looking at new technologies and asking how far will it go, what our responsibility is we need to ask questions is what you should come out of the movie thinking.
I'll see you on the island.
The cast of The Island also features English actor Sean Bean as head of the clandestine cloning lab, Michael Clark Duncan is another of the ill-fated clones, and Benin-born Jaimin Onsu plays a bounty hunter who has to decide which side deserves his deadly skills. But mostly, The Island features director Michael Bay's signature action sequences with car chases, gunfights, explosions, and assorted ear-splitting mayhem. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.